Canadian newspaper smears U.S. men's Olympic hockey team as monkeys. By Warner Todd Houston on February 26, 2026. Canada's The Globe and Mail newspaper has smeared the U.S. men's gold medal-winning Olympic hockey team by calling them monkeys after the team appeared in Washington, D.C. during President Donald Trump's State of the Union address. The paper seems unable to understand the idea that Americans can actually feel proud and patriotic over Team USA's gold medal achievement. The paper claimed that the Team USA were treated as ridiculous creatures at the State of the Union address surrounded by hooting politicians in its piece published on Wednesday and entitled, "The State of the Union was a Zoo, and Team USA the Monkeys." It was only as they filed into the chamber inside Washington's Capitol building on Tuesday night, surrounded by hooting politicians, that it seemed to occur to Team USA what they had gotten themselves into, the piece began. This was a zoo. They were the monkeys, the paper exclaimed, the post-millennial reported. The paper added that the team was merely used as props, and blasted two U.S. team members who play for Canadian NFL's teams, Connor Hellebuyck and Austin Matthews, for being part of it. Matthews made things worse by showing up at the White House during the day, but skipping the State of the Union address at night. It continued, it shows that he got how it looked, and tried to finesse his way through it. Sadly for many NHLers, they don't teach finessing in high school. If you watch the video carefully, around the time the players are being encouraged to pump their fists and chant USA, you can see recognition dawning on a few faces, the article exclaims. That whatever this is, it is not aggrandizing. It was a terrible idea. The whole thing. They could have just gone to a nightclub for 3 days and had everyone's phone confiscated at the door, but you know, someone had to get ambitious. The jeering attack on Team USA is not the only controversial thing sore losing Canadians have said about America's gold medal team. Team Canada's coach also complained that the overtime win achieved by the Americans wasn't really hockey, was flawed because he doesn't like the Olympics rules governing overtime play. Team Canada's coach, John Cooper, complained on Monday that the OT rules at the Olympics are terrible. Olympic hockey rules state that overtime is played 3-on-3. The method can speed up the OT game. But Coach Cooper thinks the rules also make it into something that is no longer hockey. You take four players off the ice, now hockey's not hockey anymore, Cooper exclaimed after his team's loss. There's a reason overtime and shootouts are in play. It's all TV-driven to end games, so it's not a long time. There's a reason why 3-on-3 is not in the Stanley Cup final or playoffs. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.